My name is Andrew Karuchek, and I'll be telling the story of when I went on spring break in Australia. It's kind of an interesting story, kind of an interesting start to the trip because we planned it so late because they have their spring break in Australia during our fall semester, which was kind of cool. But anyway, we planned it late, so when we booked our flight, we didn't even book a place to stay. We thought we would just go and, like, either just find some cheap motel or whatever was there to, sleep in, because we didn't really care, and we wanted to find some cheap options. And so we got there, and we found this hostel that was, like, the main street is, like, all touristy. You know, you got your touristy shops and, like, jet ski, sailboat, like all these kind of touristy attractions for people to sign up for. And we got there and found this hostel that was tucked away off that street, off into like the woods almost. And so we walked up and it was like $20 a night. It was so cheap, but like they didn't have air conditioning. And it was literally just like the size of like a tiny walk-in closet with two bunk beds. You couldn't really even move around or anything, but anyway, we checked into there and found out that that place actually was, like, the least touristy place we could have stayed because they had nice hotels for all the people that, like, you know, came there with a bunch of money to spend and were there on, like, actual vacation. And so they were staying, like, beachside and all these nice hotel rooms. But
so what was, like, the name of the actual place where you were?
I probably shouldn't include it. It's called the Whitsunday Islands.
Okay.
So, it was like a 2-hour flight, so it wasn't too far. But it was the Whitsunday Islands, and so we found out it was like all locals in there, all people that kind of just like live day to day and just kind of live that kind of like what you would think of as the islander life. You just kind of, you know, live paycheck to paycheck and just pay off like the nights as you go. But it was really cool. So we got to interact with locals there and ask around about where to go and what to do. So the first night we got there, woke up the next morning, and tried to just find stuff to do other than just, like, sit around at the beach. So we found this, like, relatively cheap jet ski thing we could do all day. So we got lucky and got our own group. So we weren't stuck with, like, a big group of, like, 20 people. It was just me and my three friends and the instructor. So we were zooming around the islands there. It was, like, one of the prettiest things I've ever seen. They actually filmed a Pirates of the Caribbean movie there.
Oh, that's cool.
So I was like, it was kind of cool to see, like, oh yeah, I remember that shot. Like, and I was literally like jet skiing around there. So that was really cool. And then another day we went scuba diving, and they had this, we already were like pre-certified and all that. We did all that while we were back home before the trip. And so, we scuba dived a 90 depth dive on a sunken battleship. So it was like, it was really dark. We had to carry around flashlights, and there were like grouper that were like the size of like a car, and it was like insane to see fish that big right up in front of you, because I've gone scuba diving before, but I've never been able to see like stuff like that, because like obviously Australia's got all kinds of critters and creatures that you can't see anywhere else. But so that was cool. One of the scariest things that had like ever happened to me on the trip actually was like I was in the ship, and I'm like new to scuba. I was like, the whole buoyancy thing was kind of like I wasn't like that good at it yet.
Oh, yeah.
And so like I'm in the ship and I start floating up. I was like, all right, like I should probably peep over my shoulder before I hit the ceiling of this like this boat. And so I like shine the flight up and look up, and there's a sea urchin, this black sea urchin with a spike that's like 2 feet long. And I was like, oh my God. And I freaked out and just like dumped the valve on the vest that like, you know, monitors the buoyancy, and it sunk straight down. I was like, oh my God. I started like breathing heavy and used a lot of my air, which was kind of scary. But
did you have someone with you that was like kind of your instructor?
Oh yeah. I mean, they had a dive master with us, but like the whole vibe of Australia is like, just get down there and do it. Like they don't really like, they don't really teach you or like warn you about like things like that, to be honest. But they're just like, yeah, just like go mess around, like you'll be fine. But like if that thing would just like stab me in the back of the neck, like I don't even know like what happened. But anyway, it was a cool experience, and I got to see a lot of big stingrays and stuff like that. And then, you know, next day we didn't have anything scheduled. We were there for 10 days actually, so We're like, all right, like, I guess we'll relax for a little bit. So we kind of walked around and explored the beaches and realized how touristy the area really was. So at night, there was, where the hostel is, there was this bar that was, like, right, we crossed it every time we went out to, like, the main street to, like, leave the hostel area. And one night, we were sitting there just watching rugby or whatever they had on, and we sat down next to this guy, and he actually quit his job in America, came over to Australia, and is, like, trying to be a dive master. But anyway, we asked him, like, any good spots to go to that wouldn't be that touristy, and he gave us these directions to this beach that was, like, in the middle of nowhere. We had to take a taxi that was, like, a 30-minute taxi and then hike, like, 3 miles, but we got to this beach. It was an all-coral beach, and there wasn't a single soul on it but us, which was kind of creepy.
That's
but
because, so cool.
Like, we started getting in the ocean, and, like, you don't even realize, like, the dangerous stuff they have in there. Mm-hmm. Like, in America, a lot of things are, like, regulated, but they, like, literally don't care over there. So, like, but we weren't thinking about that, so we messed around, had a good time, and got lucky and got out of there fine. But that was really cool to just kind of sit on that beach all day and not have a bunch of kids running around and all that. But let's see what else happened. And then we finished the trip. We actually found a pretty good deal on doing a two-day or two-night sailboat trip around the islands there.
Oh, that's
and that's
cool.
Actually how we got to see the iconic Whitsunday beach area, where like the sand there, it's actually illegal to take sand with you.
Hmm.
You get fined like an absurd amount because it's used to make like something with telescopes or something like insane. I can't exactly remember the science behind it, but the sand is extremely valuable. But that was cool. It feels like way softer than normal sand. If you like rub it on your face, it's like an insane moisturizer and all that stuff. But anyway, we walked around there. They were like lemon sharks, like swim between our legs, and like stingrays. You got to watch out and not step on. But we did that for a couple nights and got to like sleep on the under the stars on the boat. And there was a bunch of people from Spain, from Barcelona in Spain, on the trip on the boat with us. So it was cool to be kind of isolated with them and kind of get their whole experience in Australia. So it was a cool experience all around, just because it wasn't just a normal vacation. You know, we got to hang out with locals, and it wasn't like, you know, taking a trip to like Mexico where you just sit on like a resort and you don't actually get to like interact with anything.
Yeah. Would you say that was like a common theme of being abroad for you, was like asking locals so you could get the most like authentic experiences?
100%. Yeah. Because when I first got to like Australia, like not even the trip, like when I got to where I was staying, I was looking stuff up online, like hike trails and
mm-hmm.
stuff, and I did that for a while, but I was like, there's only like three options, like there's no way this is it. But once I started making friends with the locals, they're like, no, go here, like I'll drive you. And I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
So it was all about meeting locals, and I was really lucky to live in like an apartment complex that made it like relatively impossible to not meet everybody there.
Yeah.
So yeah.